It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it. Upton Sinclair, iconic American author, journalist, social justice activist, and Pulitzer Prize winner. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history, October 4th, 1887. Louisiana sugar workers strike. 37 peaceful strikers are murdered by the Louisiana militia, aided by bands of prominent citizens. Unarmed black sugar workers were striking to gain a dollar per day wage. Two of the strike leaders were lynched in order to protect company profits and greed. 1945, President Truman orders the U.S. Navy to seize oil refineries, breaking a 20-state post-war strike. Men returning from the war were demanding fair wages and were unionizing at levels never seen before. October 5th, 1976, the UAW ends a three-week strike against Ford Motor Company. When the company agrees to a contract that includes more vacation days and better retirement and unemployment benefits. 1983, Polish Solidarity Union leader Lech Walesa wins the Nobel Peace Prize. The union movement was the leading force that brought down communist rule in Poland. October 6th, 1918. First National Conference of Trade Union Women. 1986, 1,700 female flight attendants win an 18-year, $37 million suit against United Airlines. They had all been fired for getting married. Flight attendants formed a union to fight discriminatory policies, and they succeeded in changing policies such as forced retirement at age 32, sexual harassment, and unofficial girdle checks. They also fought to increase airline safety and promote improvements for both passengers and workers. October 7th, 1879, labor organizer and songwriter Joe Hill was born in Gävle, Sweden. Hill was an organizer for the IWW. He was arrested and convicted on false charges and executed by firing squad in Utah. His real crime was organizing the workers. His famous last words were, "Don't mourn, organize." Some of Hill's most famous songs were "The Preacher and the Slaver," "Rebel Girl," and "There Is Power in the Union." Joe Hill coined the term pie in the sky, first using it in his song, "The Preacher and the Slave." 1942, under the leadership of John L. Lewis, the United Mine Workers withdrew from the CIO. The UMWA's efforts through the first half of the 20th century made American miners among the best paid and best insured miners in the world. October 8th, 1919. A nationwide general strike was called to demand the release of Tom Mooney and amnesty for all other political prisoners. Mooney was a labor organizer who was falsely convicted of the fatal Preparedness Day bombing to the benefit of the corporate interest. 1982, Poland. The Union Solidarnosc and all other democratic labor organizations are banned by the communist government. The labor unions would later lead the way in crushing communism in Poland and bringing democracy to the people using worker solidarity. October 9th, 1936, during a lettuce strike in Salinas, California, red flags appeared around town, specifically at intersections and on power poles. Fearing a communist uprising, the local authorities took down the flags, only to discover later that they were part of a traffic check being made by the State Highway Division. The red flag was first used as the symbol of the working class when over 10,000 workers and coal miners marched under red flags during the 1831 murder rising in South Wales. Red flags were also proudly flown by American Union miners in Butte, Montana, at the head of Frank Little's funeral procession in 1917. 2003. 3,300 sanitation workers working for private haulers in Chicago win a 9-day strike featuring a 28% wage increase over 5 years. October 10, 1912. IWW strike in Little Falls, New York. Longtime residents struck against a giant foreign-owned corporation. Numerous strikers were beaten into unconsciousness. Over 2,000 female textile workers went on strike under the banner of the Industrial Workers of the World, attracting national attention and winning a significant victory for all women in the workplace. 1933. 20,000 cotton pickers in Southern California's San Joaquin Valley go on strike 6 days earlier over wages, working conditions, and union recognition. Striking workers who had assembled at their union's office to hear an organizer speak were shot by greedy growers who drove up in their pickup trucks. 2 workers were murdered and 8 injured. 8 growers were indicted, but all were acquitted. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.